or visit our website, longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUE News Time is 8:25. It is Newsmaker 2 time on this Monday morning, and we're pleased to have with us via the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert, with a lot of city engineering to talk about here this morning.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, it seems like we've got a couple of projects that are in the late stages, which we've been highlighting with you for a number of months now. We've got several projects which are ongoing in various stages, and we've got one more which is about set to launch. I guess I wanted to start on a couple of the projects that are getting close to done and focusing on Highland Street near Emporia State University. How close are we to having that reopened and essentially all the traffic flow ready to go for Emporia State students and faculty here soon?
Very soon, surface lift of asphalt went down over the last week, and the pavement markings were starting at the end of last week. I think it was Friday, and so they should be wrapping that up here at the beginning of this week, and then beyond that is just kind of cleanup, seeding, just those sorts of items, and I think there might be one small flume coming off of ESU's parking lot that connects over to Highland Street that might still need to be poured as well. But just really wrap up here this week in anticipation of the fall semester to begin.
Yeah, so project done just in time, huh?
Yeah. Well, had the fingers crossed when we started this one earlier in the year. But yes, good timing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, yeah, a lot of people have been saying, it's open, it's not, it's open, it's not. But you're right, the markings started late last week, and it looks really good. Looks really good. So that should be by the end of the week we'll have that open. So that is, we're off to a good start here, Jim. Let's talk about 6th and Prairie. I know last week, they were working on the lights, and we had a morning to where basically they were just going with stop signs at that intersection. Did that go uneventful?
For the most part, yes. I think it took a little bit longer than they had anticipated, but the traffic signals are up and running, with the exception of that they're still working through the pedestrian push buttons because there's some additional technology with these push buttons in terms of readout and some voice or some sound activation that goes along with those. And they're coming back here early this week to finish that out. I think what I understood was a little bit of some of the wires might have gotten something happened to them that were underneath the pavement and for that part of the signal. But the vehicular traffic signal portion of it is up and running as of last Friday.
That's the bulk of what you needed done, though, right? I mean,
That is.
So voice activate, how does that work? What exactly is happening there?
And I should say not voice activate. I might have misspoke there. There is a sound component for the audibly or for visually impaired for crossing.
Okay.
And that's kind of a new technology that Federal Highway Administration and the has gone to for indicators for ADA compliant traffic signals, and it makes it more user friendly for those that have those sorts of disabilities.
Sure. So it says like maybe lights green or lights red, do not walk, something like that.
There's a countdown, but there's also, again, there is a sound component to it that lets you know when to walk, when not to walk. And I need, once that gets up and running, I want to get out there and see exactly what it is and how. But it's the latest technology that's in to be used or being used by departments of transportation and for crossings.
You know, Jim, we have these buttons at these intersections where there are lights and people are constantly, pushing the button when they get up to the intersection. Do they do anything at all? I just have to ask. I know every time I've tried to use it, no difference at all to me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I would say it probably depends on the age of the system, and then whether it is a timed system with our traffic signals, or whether it's camera activated, or in this instance, like this new traffic signal, this is a camera and radar activated system. The newer systems, you have the more opportunity to, when the button is pushed, to change the signal timings.
Okay.
Due to pedestrian activity, the time signals literally are just that. The traffic signal switches, and then the walk, don't walk cycles with it. And you know, that's 30 seconds or 15 seconds, 45 seconds, whatever our signal timing is at that intersection.
I really thought you were going to say it depends on the age of the user, Chip. I'm glad you didn't go in that direction.
My kids help me with my technology, too, so I understand.
Jim, I wanted to ask you, and maybe it's way too soon to get any sense of this, but given the other geometric improvements at the intersection that have, you know, already been established, plus you've got underground utilities work, curb and gutter, ADA, the ramps that are part of this project as well, have you started to see some return on the investment already here, or do you have to wait basically for the traffic signals to go up before you can say this has been as improvement as we really wanted it to be?
No, once we opened up the intersections, the turning movements there on the Tyson corner and Mr. G's corner, you could see it. I drive down Prairie and make that westbound turn on US 50 to go to work every morning, and certain times of the year when you see those vehicles making that northbound right turn onto Prairie Street and how tight it was, you always wondered, well, okay, they're going to slow down and make that turn, or are they going to... So having that increased radius makes that a much safer turn movement. It really does make that whole intersection just flow better. And then the delivery traffic that goes into Tyson with all of their product movement that they have, that was a lot of help for them as well.
Even though the sample size is small, you can immediately tell that a huge difference has been made there. What about sanitary sewer south Arundel, Jim? Where are we at there?
So that project is the pipes all in, and basically we are just down to some punch list items. I'll kind of take you back on that one. That one we had been working on for a couple of years. We got some FEMA money to help us because we had two aerial sewer crossings. One of those got damaged during some flooding, and we worked with our consultant and got that project. Well, those two sewer crossings, aerial crossings is what they were, across a creek, mitigated and moved the alignment and got them up basically in the ground rather than having them do an aerial creek crossing to further mitigate any future flooding, storm events that might damage it again. And FEMA helped pay for that 75%, and 10% was kicked in by Kansas Department of Emergency Management. And so that project was a 48-inch sanitary sewer, about a quarter mile. And then it's pretty much wound down, and we're just going through the whole paperwork of trying to get reimbursement from FEMA, which... They're overwhelmed at any given time of the year with all of their disaster events. So it'll take a little bit of time for us to work through all that process and paperwork of their agency and getting their reimbursement. But good project. Very thankful to have them participate and help us with it.
Jim, I wanted to shift off of what you had listed here, and we're going to get to the rest of your list here in just a second, but, you know, one of the things, and this is simply a question before I forget because it goes in the brain and out, but see, the last couple of weeks there's been some conversations about the traffic signals on 6th that Congress and Constitution, and I think at last check there was a traffic study that was going to be looking at whether one or both of those need to be pulled. What's the status of that particular project, and what are some of the concerns that you and city staff and city administrators have with how that could lay out going forward?
Well, and So that was brought up at a recent commission meeting, and we're looking at it. We haven't done anything yet, and the reason for that is because we'll have to do traffic counts, and we wanted to get, I guess, probably the most representative counts possible, which in our mind would be when school's in session. So we're going to wait until after that happens, and probably at the end of August, 1st of September, and get traffic counters out, and then also get manual counting done for the pedestrian movements. Put the numbers together, and then see what it shows us in terms of warrants. You know, that one of the signals has been in flash mode for quite some time. The other signal had a lightning strike, which rendered it not fully operational, and it's in flash mode at the time. And so the conversation with whether we even have warrants for keeping those traffic signals in place, and with the schools no longer being there, they very well may likely not have warrants, which, you know, the large traffic generator that a school or schools in this instance used to be. So we're looking at it, and hopefully if they do come out or they're no longer needed, we hope that we can improve traffic flow along 6th Avenue, US 50, getting people to and from where they need to go.
Again, City Engineer Jim Huber joining us here as our morning show continues on KVUE and KVUE.com. A lot of street work, as you can tell, and we're not done yet because, you know, one of the big things that's, I guess, immediately short-term is going to be the C-CLIP, US 50 project from Mechanic Street to the eastern city limits. And there is a public meeting that you have scheduled here to get more information out to the public and allow them to learn more about this project coming later this month.
There is. We have that scheduled for Tuesday, not tomorrow Tuesday, but next Tuesday, August 15th at 6 p.m. here in the Civic Auditorium over in Conference Room 1AB. And the purpose for that is this project, it while we have a portion of it, probably half of it that has five lanes, as we get over to the bridge over BNSF, but east of that, it's down to two lane, and with a shoulder, the shoulder itself didn't have thick enough pavement that we could shift traffic out onto it. So it's going to be a situation that drivers that drove US 50 towards Strong City experience. There with the flaggers and pilot car, at least for probably about a couple of weeks. We've got some, and what I mean by that is we have some full-depth asphalt that has pavement repairs that have to be done. There's no good way to keep both lanes open, so it'll be down to one lane during that portion up to a couple weeks. And we're working with our Industrial Park 3 business community and trying to get the word out to them and their material suppliers and trucking companies that they work with on a regular basis to make sure that they understand that when that'll happen and what route they can take to avoid that congestion, in addition to the businesses along there and its impact on them and the residential properties along that route.
That's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Man. So we're looking here for that project, what, starting here within the next month and then wrapping up probably by early November is what you're thinking?
It starts. We actually met with the contractor on it last week. They've indicated that they'll go ahead and start on the late start date, which is August 28th. So they'll probably start mobilizing and moving their equipment in on that Monday and look to get stuff moving, you know, just there on or around Labor Day.
Okay.
Complete. It's got like a month and a half worth of completion, so that runs you probably almost end of October time frame.
Gotcha. One of the things, too, that I don't think a lot of people realize here, Jim, is that that's, you know, in addition to your office's involvement with the street work, and, you know, as we see here, we haven't even talked about street rehab yet, and that's coming, but you also have the parking lots for city workers, that, and there's been some work on that here this summer.
There has. We've been, this is, Mechanic Street parking lots have been in the works for some time. We put them off when we did the downtown sewer, which was in 2018 to about 2020, and then we've kind of been working on them, I guess, in the background, trying to finalize plans, and I think we're ready to roll them out, to put it out to bid. It'll be the 600 and 700 block parking lots. And there, if anybody has parked out over there, you can tell, or you've noticed that the pavement is, it's about 50-year-old pavement, and there's parts of it that are spalling and crumbling in the 600 block, and we're going to do some spot treatments on that one. The 700 block will be a total tear out and reconstruction, and that will be they'll have some storm sewer added to that project as well. That'll connect into our storm sewer in the alley there in between Commercial and Mechanic Street, yeah. And a little bit more involved project there. Then the city will have to, we'll put back some lighting that goes with it, and a little bit of landscaping as well. And then we've also added in a little bit of nose-in angled parking on Mechanic Street on the 700 block portion, just because we were losing a few parking spaces, and we wanted to try and keep that as a, I'll call it a wash in terms of the number of parking spaces. Now that we have a little bit of development going with some second-story loft improvements that have happened recently.
So when did you say you would like to start that?
So we would like to have that bid here probably within the next 45 to 60 days. We'll probably have, 30 to 60 days. We'll have it out to the contractors probably within about a week, and look forward to having that project. The real driving factor for that schedule-wise is unbound gravel. So with the use of the parking lots for that event. So we'll give the contractor some flexibility, but they'll have to have it done by May of 24. And we'll look to have them kind of break it up so they're not working on both parking lots at the same time. They'll work on them individually and get that project done by early spring.
Yeah, there will be, obviously, White Auditorium activities that will be taking place during that project, which is used quite often, you know, for activities there. What about, before we let you go here, Jim, the Kretzinger subdivision?
So Kretzinger subdivision is under design. We're working on some off-site easements and acquiring those with the adjacent property owners. And as near as I can tell, I would expect that project would be out to bid here sometime this fall. And I think the expectation is that probably have the utilities and streets in by probably about summertime of 24.
How about for the other one, which is Metropolis? I understand that's a little bit further along, obviously, with that project approved, and it sounds like houses are starting, at least the early process of going up.
Yes, and you're correct. Metropolis already has the sanitary and sewer and the waterline improvements in. Now we're working with, or the contractor still has to do the testing on the, air testing on the sanitary sewer, and then the water quality testing for the water lines, and we're waiting to hear that those have all passed. We've bid out the street and drainage improvements, and that contractor will be starting here at the end of the month and have that done with that project to be completed about the first to second week of November, getting it in just kind of before the winter sets in. So, and then they're looking to start their home construction, I think, just as soon as possible on that project.
Well, my goodness, Jim, that is a lot of stuff right there. That's a lot of meat on that sandwich you've got going on there. I was going to ask. I didn't see Weaver Street on your.
Oh man!
Just on a personal note, but, you know, once they get the water, you know, from stopped running out the street and down people's yards, is there any plans to look at that street sometime?
There is. Probably one of the first things that we're looking at doing though is how do we shore up the waterline breaks that have happened. And that stretch of Weaver from 6 to 7 or from Highway 50 north has a history of waterline breaks, and so we're looking at that in terms of what do we do to make the repairs on the and not just clamp repairs and a Band-Aid approach, but reconstruction of the waterline along that portion of Weaver, and then we'll look at street improvements after that. So. We had a meeting or two about it and had some conversations between the city manager's office and Public Works and about how we go about it and how we fund it. So it's in the works, and it remains to be seen exactly what the schedule is and what level of improvements we'll make, but we are working on it, yes.
Yeah, the street has taken quite a beating here, specifically in the past month.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jim, as always, we appreciate your time. Great information, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and let the folks know what is going on and what will be going on here in the near future. We appreciate it very much.
Ron and Chuck, I appreciate you letting me talk about our projects, and hope you have a good week.
You too, Jim.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, city engineer does a great job, doesn't he? Jim Hubert.
Absolutely.
Was here this morning.
Yeah, and boy, that was, we told you there'd be a lot. We even added to it on the list as we were going.
I just had to slide that one in there.
Can anybody blame you?
Yeah.
Hey, did want to let you know that we've got the monthly Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty tomorrow morning at 8:20. We're finalizing the Newsmaker 2, which will be around 8:40 to 8:45. We should have that finalized here within the next hour or so here for tomorrow's morning show on KVOE.
KVOE Live and Local. Thanks, Chuck. It is 8:47, sunshine and 68 degrees.
Joint military exercises taking place between Russia and China.